Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. By the end of next year, will the U.S. government take control of all private retirement account assets? When you have almost $10 trillion of assets in such accounts, how long will a financially desperate government with more than $100 trillion in debts and unfunded liabilities, such as Social Security and Medicare, keep their hands off? After stock and bond prices fell during the Great Recession, such a proposal was discussed in a congressional committee in October 2008. The plan called for the U.S. government to seize all private retirement account assets and replace them with U.S. Treasury debt. To encourage people to accept this change, retirement accounts would have been valued as of an earlier date before prices dropped. In September 2010, the Departments of Labor and Treasury held joint hearings to advocate that, upon retirement, the assets in private retirement accounts would be converted into annuities, where the residual assets upon death would be retained by the U.S. government, not the heirs. In his 2014 State of the Union address, President Obama proposed MyRA accounts. This is a limited voluntary program for lower-income Americans to own U.S. Treasury debt. Longtime investment writer Doug Fabian expects a major financial crisis, worse than the Great Recession, before the end of President Obama's term. This would see investors suffer massive losses. Unfortunately, there are a large number of potential crises that could develop. If, I probably should say when, this occurs, many people will no longer have enough wealth to retire. Mr. Fabian thinks that the federal government will modify MyRA accounts to accept unlimited asset transfers from existing private retirement accounts, enticing people by offering credit for the value of their assets before the financial crisis was triggered. Fabian expects a high percentage of Americans would voluntarily turn their retirement assets into loans to the U.S. Treasury, even though the government would keep residual assets upon death. Such a scenario would be a power-grabbing politician's dream. Instead of being thought of as a president who stole people's retirement assets, President Obama would be hailed as a savior. Sadly, the American people will realize too late that their wealth has been confiscated. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.